This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban has overrun a district in Afghanistan's northern Faryab province and reportedly captured dozens of government soldiers. Sunday's fighting comes as the United Nations warned attacks against aid workers in the country this year have increased by 20%. The governor would not discuss the fate of the government forces. Local media reported around 100 Afghan security personnel are missing. U.S. President Donald Trump Sunday angrily denounced the federal probe of Russia's 2016 election meddling as McCarthyism at its worst, insisting he had authorized his White House counsel to testify to bring the matter to a close. Mr. Trump's Twitter storm was set off by a front-page report in the New York Times that said White House counsel Don McGahn had provided special counsel Robert Mueller with an unusually detailed account of Trump's thinking during key episodes under investigation. Meanwhile, the fallout from the president's revocation of security clearances continued during Sunday morning's news cycle, with former CIA Director John Brennan saying on NBC's Meet the Press that he is willing to give up a security clearance to prevent it from happening to others.
I will fight to keep their profession pure, objective, and not being politicized. And members of Congress need to step up. This is the time that your country is going to rely on you, not to do what is best for your party, but do what is best for the country.
Trump revoked his clearance last week. The death toll of Genoa's bridge collapse has risen to 43. As rescuers confirmed, they found remains believed to be that of a missing family. Firefighters discovered the three bodies reported to be those of a couple and their 9-year-old daughter. Early Sunday, they were inside a car extracted from the rubble of the viaduct. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A fresh tremor of 6.3 magnitude struck the Indonesian holiday island of Lombok. The U.S. Geological Survey said this on Sunday after an earthquake killed more than 430 people there earlier this month. Reuters' David Doyle.
Indonesia's disaster mitigation agency said on Sunday that Rinjani was closed and there were no tourists there. Authorities last week put the death toll from an August 5th earthquake at more than 430 and said the island had suffered damage running to more than $342 million. After that quake, more than 350,000 people fled their homes to stay in government-provided tents or makeshift shelters in open fields.
Reuters' David Doyle. Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help. From relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala, where more than 190 people have died there in a little more than a week. More than 300,000 people have been taken to shelters, and authorities say that they were being inundated with calls for assistance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inspected the flooded landscape from a helicopter and met with the state's top officials, promising more than $70 million in aid. With the Democratic Republic of Congo facing its second major Ebola outbreak this year, emergency responders have now worked to contain the spread of the disease, and scientists are testing experimental vaccines in the field. Meantime, the World Health Organization spokesman says more cases of Ebola are expected to be seen in the coming days and weeks.
It will get worse before it gets better. We don't know if we are having all transmission chains identified. We expect to see more cases as a result of earlier infections, and these infections are developing into illness.
Researchers in the DRC are collecting data that will improve how to prevent future outbreaks of Ebola and other infectious diseases. The annual Hajj pilgrimage begins today, this Sunday, as over 2 million Muslim faithful gather in Saudi Arabia. The pilgrimage represents one of the five pillars of Islam and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their lifetime. In recent weeks, the faithful have arrived in Mecca from across the world. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges. This includes the threat of extremists in the Mideast. After the Islamic State group was beaten back in Iraq and Syria, it also includes the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.